Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and sent off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I have served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come back to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Archbishop Fulton Sheen tells the story of when he was a small boy and had a toothache. Have you ever had a toothache? They're not very fun, are they? Well, the Archbishop said, "Whenever I had a toothache, I would always run to my grandmother, never to my parents. My grandmother would put a little ointment on the tooth and make the pain go away. My parents, on the other hand, would take me to the dentist, and the dentist would poke and he would probe, and he would pull, and he would make the pain worse. My apologies to all you dentists out there. Does that story sound familiar? Maybe happening in your own family? If you had a toothache, who would you run to? To your mother or to your father? Most of us would answer, I would run to mom. Why? Well, because most mothers are merciful and tender and gentle. They just make the pain go away. My absolute favorite painting by the famous Dutch artist Rembrandt is titled The Return of the Prodigal Son. Have you seen it? You wouldn't have forgotten it if you had. It was completed in 1667, just 2 years before Rembrandt died. And so in many ways, this painting embodied his crowning achievement. The painting captures the touching scene when the younger son, the prodigal son, returns home to beg his father's forgiveness for wasting his wealth. The son in the scene is kneeling before the father. He has his head buried in the father's bosom because of his contrition. And the father's hands are on the back and the shoulder of the son. But there's something strangely symbolic in the father's two hands. His left hand is clearly masculine, manly hand. It's strong and it's firm and it's authoritative. But his right hand, the father's right hand, is obviously a woman's hand. It is gentle and soft, tender and caring. Why these two different hands? Well, Rembrandt wanted the father to depict both God's masculine but also feminine virtues, his justice, but also his mercy. And nothing means mercy like a mother's hand. That's why we look for a mother's hand when we suffer from a toothache. Today's gospel is the great parable of mercy in Luke chapter 15. This is the parable that Rembrandt immortalized in paint and canvas. Now, even though the point of the parable is mainly about mercy, there's someone conspicuously missing from the story, namely the mother. Where is the mother of this family? If you were the prodigal son and you had to return home after years of living a profligate life, wasting your wealth on prostitutes, would you have run to your father or to your mother? I mean, this was a little worse than a toothache. So where is the mother? Well, Rembrandt comes to the rescue. Through his masterpiece, he interprets the scriptures. And we see the reaction of the father is both fatherly and motherly, both just and merciful, because the father's hands are both masculine and feminine. In him, both the father and the mother are present in the parable, in the fabulous figure of the father, who is an earthly reflection of the heavenly father. You see, the prodigal son really does run into the arms of his father and his mother. The mother was not missing. You've heard by now that Pope Francis wants the church to celebrate a year of mercy. What on earth is that? Well, it's not just something on earth, but also something in purgatory. To put it simply, he wants us to take the place of that prodigal son in Rembrandt's painting and to feel the love of those two hands on our shoulders, especially the tender, merciful hand of the mother. Year of mercy. One way the Pope wants us to feel God's motherly mercy is by granting Catholics a plenary indulgence. Now let me ask you, Who indulges their children? Well, mostly mothers indulge their children. And grandmothers especially indulge their children. When you indulge someone, you give them what they desire, not what they deserve. You give them ice cream, not broccoli, when you indulge someone. Now let me be a little more specific. A plenary indulgence is really a get-out-of-jail-free card, because it's an excuse from the punishments that we deserve for our sins in purgatory. You get out of purgatory for free. But to obtain this plenary indulgence, you have to fulfill four conditions. First, you must go to confession, and you must be in the state of grace. Now, if you don't like to go to confession, well, you're out of luck. You have to go to confession to get the plenary indulgence. Second, you must receive Holy Communion, preferably within Mass. Confession and communion. Third, you must pray for the Pope, for Pope Francis. You can typically say one Our Father and one Hail Mary, and that suffices. You prayed for the Pope. And fourth, you must make a pilgrimage to an official holy door, which in Arkansas is located in Little Rock, in Our Lady of Good Counsel Church. If you fulfill these four conditions, confession, communion, pray for the Pope, walk through the holy door, it'll feel as if the Pope has laid his right hand, the hand of motherly mercy, on you and indulged you as all good mothers and grandmothers do. This is why the Catholic Church, or Catholics, frequently call the Church Holy Mother Church, because in her arms we find the marvelous mercy of God when we need it most. You know, most people who behold Rembrandt's masterpiece sit in front of it and try to imagine what it felt like to be the prodigal son with the father's two hands on their shoulders. In this year of mercy, however, you don't have to imagine that at all. You can actually experience it firsthand, pun intended. If you fulfill the four conditions of the plenary indulgence, you can spiritually step into Rembrandt's priceless painting and into Jesus' parable and enter the warm embrace of the Heavenly Father and be wrapped in the mantle of God's motherly mercy. Why? Because whenever you have a toothache, you run to your mother. Praised be Jesus Christ.